you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, she's got a lot of things on her mind to talk about, She's taking care of her voice, so you know that she's not going to shout now. So get your headphones ready to hear what it's all about.
No Fun, the Jen Kirkman podcast. This is a bonus episode for Patreon subscribers, but you people out there on the free feed with ads, you will get the first 20 minutes as we normally do. So let's begin this bonus episode. Hi, everybody. I'm just settling into my seat here. Having a sip of my coffee. Let me close my email messages. So you don't hear that dinging noise. Whenever, you know, when people started doing their appearances on cable news shows or podcasts or whatever, everyone's doing things from their home. They're not going into the studio, whether it be a podcast studio or a TV studio. Whenever I would hear the ding of someone's email coming in as they were doing their live feed from Zoom or something, my opinion of them just tanks. I just think, how unprofessional. And now I just did it. Okay, so I'm going to read a story that I saw on Twitter last night, and I thought it was a new story. And actually, as I'm looking at it right now, it's from 2015. But it's still interesting nonetheless because I feel like, well, I'll say it's for Pride Month, but also because there's so much going on with, oh, it's like the Texas Republican Party is just blatantly saying things like, everyone go out and hunt gays. I mean, it's really bad. We are just seeing in this country such a backlash to any progress. And you just, you know, when you're watching a toddler throw a fit and you know they're going to be fine and you know they might not even be throwing a fit about what they're throwing a fit about. You know, they want that candy bar in the grocery store. I've seen this so many times as I used to be a cashier at a grocery store when I was a teenager. And, you know, they do that evil thing of putting all the candy and all the things that you would impulse buy right there while you're in line. The National Enquirer, the candy, all the junk food for your body and soul. Well, now a kid who's standing in line is going to be going crazy about that candy. So it really is, I mean, how much extra money are you making on the adults? A dollar here, a dollar there with their little impulse buys. But really what you're doing is just giving a 10-minute stressor to the end of what maybe was otherwise a totally fine shopping experience for the parent. So the kids start melting down. It's just constant. And they don't know how to emotionally regulate themselves yet. They don't know how to think bigger picture. They don't know how to self-soothe. And they're just going to be screaming as long as they see this candy in front of them. And then the mother is saying, no, you can't have it. And then it feels very, why can't I have this? You know. And complete meltdown. And then it's like the amount of hysteria that they have about the candy bar is just disproportionate to how it feels to not get some candy that you want, right? And they're on the floor, they're doing tantrums, they're screaming, they're gasping for breath because the crying is so intense. I mean, at this point, I don't even know if they remember that this was about candy. And that's how I feel about the white men in this country with the Proud Boys and the politicians that are just so, just completely untethered from reality, out of their mind conspiracy theorists. It's like, it's very simple to see. And I feel like those of us who aren't this way, who aren't afraid of progress, are just standing there like a parent going, I'm just going to let them cry this out. I mean, we're not inactive, but I'm just saying, just, you know, psychologically, we're just like, okay. Because all that's happening is progress is being made. It's literally this simple. And it has been predicted many times in the past that the more progress we make, the more people scream and shout. So it seems like everything is worse than it ever was, but it's just actually not, because we actually have made progress. You know, we're a country of laws, so we have laws now that we never would have had 20 years ago, right? I mean, obviously they are stripping away abortion rights, and then that's so follows will be interracial marriage and gay rights, but we're going to keep fighting that so that that doesn't happen. But the point is, we have progressed. That's why there's so much screaming and shouting. Now, if you're measuring progress based on what a percentage of the population thinks and feels, well, then you're always going to say we haven't progressed, because there will always be that percentage of the population that doesn't. And we used to not hear from them. They used to be in their own homes knowing that it was, you know, something was off and that they maybe shouldn't say these things out loud, or they just say them to their little friends that come over or whatever little groups they have that are secretly just, you know, white power meetings, but it's the women's book club. You know, they don't even know it's secretly a white power meeting. It's just, you know, the neighbors getting together and they're talking about, oh, kids today and things today and that and this. But now, because of social media, because we had a president who just lived out loud that way, everyone has permission, right? But those voices are so loud that they are actually running the country in a sense, because their politicians are winning. So it's like 30% of the country is so much louder than the other 70%, but they feel like they're not heard. And we're literally like, you're heard. You're the only one screaming. We're screaming. Like, in other words, if being gay wasn't some thing that politicians and religious leaders were screaming as wrong and bad, and then no one would have to declare they're proud to be gay. If being a woman who doesn't want to have children, whether that means she never gets pregnant or she gets pregnant and decides to not keep it or whatever, or is a mother that has two kids already and they can't do a third, but they get pregnant. Most abortions are married women that are underneath kids. Anyway, my point is, no matter what you are, a woman, black, Asian, whatever, if everyone else would calm the fuck down about it, none of us would spend our time defending it, screaming about it, demanding our rights. Like, do you think it's fun for anybody to live in a constant pattern of defending their right to exist? Of course not. We've got other things to do over here. People are just trying to have fun. And all of the fun people who have to defend their rights, whether it's women or black or LGBTQIA, it's like, those are the groups that you white boars get all of your fun from. All you white male boars. All of culture is from women and people that aren't white and gays. Like, just all of culture. All the fun stuff. We all over here could be inventing more fun stuff if you didn't make every other day have to be a fucking march. So anyway, what am I getting to? That's why I'm reading this article from 2015. But my point is, I guess I'm just off on this rant right now, is don't despair about progress. It is happening. That's why you're seeing this backlash. There wouldn't be a backlash to nothing happening, right? It's a backlash to actual change being made, which is great. I cannot tell you what a different world it was when I was growing up. And as much as I love being Gen X and I love the 90s, put me on one of those VH1 shows where I go, I love the 90s. I loved wearing Mary Jane shoes and flannel shirts. But it was a very oppressive time. No one wants to go back there, only maybe just for the style and some of the other cultural things, like there was no social media, which in a lot of ways is a bad thing. Amazing things can get done with social media. Amazing progress can be made. I mean, how much of the war in Ukraine right now relied on social media to get messages out to the Russian people that maybe could still be influenced to know that their government is hiding things from them, whatever. Good and bad to social media, right? But I have lived through so much change. And when it's happening, it seems like it's going really slow. But then when you have a bunch of years to look back on, you think, oh my God, we did this. And we did this with strong opposition all the way. Impossible up against it opposition. I mean, I don't think you all realize what a miracle it was getting Bill Clinton into office, which literally stopped a bleeding wound of conservatism in this country for those of us that didn't want that. And, you know, there was only one generation that was younger than the boomers. It was Gen X. And, you know, Bill still appealed to those boomers that were like, we were protesting in the 60s. So we had those people, but this whole new disaffected generation that didn't want anything to do with either party. You've heard this before, right? I think every generation goes through this and thinks they're the first. Well, that was us. You know, a lot of Gen X just didn't even vote. I think that's what happened in 2000. And then Ralph Nader came in and people were like, oh, you know, just people just didn't, it was just a very disaffected generation. And we did stuff, but like I don't know if our generation, we did really believe in voting because we got, I believe Gen X was the push that got Bill Clinton in office. And you might go, I don't like him. Well, you're not, trust me, you didn't want Bush one either. And 8 years of Reagan and then Bush. And then we had a surplus and then blah, 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 blah. There was a lot of shit stuff he did too. I mean, but like the equal time thing on air and like deregulating cable. I mean, he's to blame for a lot of shit. And I truly believe it was a mistake on his part, not like an evil intention. But my point is, oh my God, I'm just trying to read an article and I'm going on this tangent about progress. My point is, okay, I'm going to admit that I don't remember my point. I know the original point, which is I'm reading this article that's old because, hey, it still pertains. But what was the point of this thing I was just on? Oh, is that, take it from me, when you've actually lived through, and not just read about, but lived through oppressive times, you really appreciate how far we've come. And so I get a little resentful. Like, I remember, I think I've told this story a million times, but my friend in high school, a few of my friends in high school were gay, and my friend Dave is gay, and he was a year younger than me, and I was off at college, and he asked me to go to the prom with him as he was out of the closet, but he couldn't get into the prom. You weren't allowed to go by yourself, which, what kind of bullshit is that? And he wasn't allowed to go with a boyfriend. Which I don't even think he had a boyfriend, but he had a guy friend who was gay. They weren't a couple. I mean, they couldn't have been less of a couple. They were not for each other. And so they wouldn't let Dave go with a guy. Like, the whole thing is absurd. So that, you realize, oh, wait, you're not allowed to go to the prom alone because why? I mean, I don't know if this was the underlying reason, but when you look at the system of how things are set up, why can't I go to the prom alone? Because, well, me and my friend Susie, we're straight, but we're just single. And no boy has asked us, like, we can't come, guess not. Like, literally, it was that you had to go with an opposite sex member. Now, was saying you can't go alone in order to prevent two gay people going in the doors by themselves and meeting up at the, I mean, the whole thing made no sense. You could just go, two gay guys who were dating could bring two girls, walk in the door and start dancing together. But I don't know what would have happened had they danced together. You know, I mean, it was the dumbest things. And so, you know, Dave went to talk to the school about it. I talked to the school about it. We were yelling and screaming at the chaperones when we got there. Like, we were causing a scene, and it was just like them against us. And like, you want to come in or you don't, you can come on in. Cause you know, Dave's here with a girl. So come on in. But he wouldn't have been able to go with a guy. Now, did he go and try to walk in with a guy? No. Who knows what would have happened? I don't know. But it was like, imagine not even trying that, because it's just so, you're just so up against it. Like, we kind of went through the proper channels to try to change it so he could walk in with a guy. But the point is, if you walked in with a guy back then and the chaperone said no, what are you going to do? It's 1992. There's no social media. But nowadays, you could just blast those people on TikTok and they'd be out of a fucking job. I mean, but the reason they would these days is because we don't have that kind of necessarily across the board 100% discrimination anymore. I'm sure you could tell me, no, there's a school down south that still does it. I get it. But so it was a different time, and it was a shit time. And that was a tangent. But okay. So this is a story that actually has two stories to it. There's the story that came out, and then a follow-up story about this story. So if you're hearing me read the first story and you know how this whole thing ends, you know what the follow-up story is, just know that I also know. And don't email me and say, actually, blah, 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 because I know. I'm just telling it in order of the events. Okay, so, well, I'm going to say this. If you want to hear the story I'm going to read about a woman who got an anonymous letter calling her yard relentlessly gay because she had rainbow mason jars strung up like lights outside of her home, and she raised $28,000 in a GoFundMe from people all over the country in response to an anonymous letter she got. If you want to hear that story and what the subsequent follow-up is, well, you just got to join the Patreon, my friend. Now, this episode is going to be open to the $5 level and up Patreons, and so you would join at the $5 level. And if you stay a member at the $5 level, what you get every month is the two entire episodes of No Fun, ad-free, that come out every other week, and then you get a bonus half episode. So I do like a bonus episode, but it's not full. It's like 20, 30 minutes once a month. So you get that. And then in the future, when I have more time and I do extra bonuses, whether it's like I go home and make little videos with my family, or I might do the And Just Like That recaps for season two, whatever I decide to do, that will all be at the $5 level. There's only two levels to join my Patreon at, because I cannot promise a ton of content because I work full time. So I can promise you two and a half episodes of my podcast a month. That's every week. And then I take the first week off every month. So you get one a week, three episodes a month if you join at the $5 level. Join at the $2 level, you're ad-free. You get your 2 one-hour episodes a month. And you're supporting this podcast, which is not supported by ads, but only supported by Patreon. So there you go. The ads play here, but it's like pennies. It's not like I'm getting all this money. It's just sort of what happens on this platform. They throw ads in. It overall keeps the platform alive so that I can keep my podcast on it, but that it's not like I'm making the money. So I make money on Patreon. You can join there. That's just the little spiel. Every once in a while, I explain it. And I just did. I'm sure that was very boring. But the link will be in the show notes, or if you're watching this on YouTube, I sometimes put the audio on YouTube. Just go to the description and you can click the link there. But it's patreon.com/JenKrickman. Great, great, great. Okay. And then over on the Patreon right now, I'll continue with this story and you'll see why it is so crazy.